This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Fans today booing the U.S. national anthem at the Toronto Raptors NBA game against the LA Clippers. This after President Trump ordered tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and Chinese imports to take effect Tuesday. There is concern the Trump administration plans to fire FBI agents involved in investigating President Trump. CBS's Pat Milton.
FBI supervisors across the country received a questionnaire to distribute to certain agents in their field offices containing questions about the agents' work on January 6 Capitol riot cases. The agents must respond to the questionnaire by tomorrow afternoon.
55 of 67 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac River after Wednesday's mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and a passenger jetliner. Francis Perro with the Army Corps of Engineers says they are in the process of lifting the wreckage.
Our goal is to really lift as much as we can, given the fact that we are also accounting for the human remains component.
While there's no cause for the crash yet, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told CNN State of the Union.
We're right now working with the FAA. We're going to surge air traffic controllers. We're going to bring in the best and the brightest. That was the direction from President Trump. Get them trained up, get them into towers, and get them certified.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Panama at a time when President Trump is demanding the Panama Canal be returned to U.S. control over concern the Chinese have a presence at the canal. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The president of Panama has been adamant about the fact that the Panama Canal is operated by the Panama Canal Authority, which is an independent but government entity. That there is no Chinese presence there.
The Los Angeles Lakers, Dallas Mavericks, and Utah Jazz make a blockbuster NBA trade late Saturday night. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Luka Doncic now joining LeBron James in Los Angeles, and Anthony Davis teaming up with Kyrie Irving in Dallas. It also reunites Doncic with Lakers head coach and former Mavericks teammate J.J. Redick. Evidently, Dallas was motivated to move Doncic because of concerns over his conditioning.
At the Grammys, Jimmy Carter wins a posthumous award for narrating an audiobook for Last Sundays in Plains.
How many of you believe in life after death? Be honest with me now. I'd say about three-fourths of you. That's very good. That's a very difficult question to answer.
Beyonce leads the Grammy nominations tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow is likely, a few inches of accumulation possible by midday tomorrow. We'll see a high near 28 on your Monday, a low of 5 tomorrow night. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 18. Another shot of snow possible Wednesday, mid-20s.
Right now, 35.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the supremely talented Steve Winwood back in the high life again. Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Seth Faces the Music, the show that will get you higher and higher, and you don't even need paraphernalia to help you out. We're going to be doing songs about high and higher today, so put down that bong, put down that glass pipe. You're not going to need them today. We're going to get high on life. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Up next, we have a band led by Mr. Lou Reed and company here with their song Head Held High. It's the Velvet Underground. Mama told me.
Yeah.
pasture. I rode on a big white horse. Silver pistols at my side, carrying the flags of war. And I lost track of the man who fell in the cannon's roar. I never got over being a soldier. Once I was a tax man, collecting dollars and dimes. I heard the rich man grumble, I heard the poor man cry. Some feel couldn't afford to pay, were put to the shackle and key. I never got over being a tax man. Once I was a ruler, about 12 inches long. Times me made a yardstick, a 36 inches high. 36 inches high was I, 36 inches high. I never got over 36 inches high.
The great Nick Lowe, 36 inches high. And before that, we heard from The Undisputed Truth, Higher Than High, one of my favorite 70s funk bands. Stick around, everyone. We got lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music today. Up next, we have one of the great voices of the 60s and the 70s and a little bit into the 1980s. I played him so much on that show, he really doesn't need an introduction. But stick around, one of his all-time greats is coming up next on WFHR.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Somehow
out here on the borders with our favorite few possessions, trading stories whispered round the fire. There's shadows in the searchlights, mugshots in the files, waiting in the camps behind the wire. Kick the door until it opens. What you have you cannot hold. We are young, forever hungry. You are fat and growing old. And every day you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. Every day you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. We pick the leaves of coca, stack the crates of cola. We wait upon the tables where you dine. And we learn from you not to accept the little that we're given. Take the piece of silver where we can. And clutching at these papers in another office line, we're staring from the darkness upward windows filled with lights. And every day you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. Every day you try to build a higher wall. Our town, we used to pray to idols sent from far away. From out beyond the dusty days, we heard your voices call. And in your town, the streets are clean, the order stands, the sirens scream. We took a piece, vacation dreams, and reinforced the wall. In the border zone, we are your bastard children, yeah, all coming home. And still you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. Every day you try to build.
New Model Army is the name of the band. Higher Wall was the name of the song. And before that, we opened up this set with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Oh, I love that song. There's a great piano fill right in the middle. Earl Van Doren, one of the Funk Brothers, played that. Man, what a studio band that was. Up next on the show, we have a band that was named after three things, and they just kind of jumbled them up. Barclay, after the famous bank in England. James, after a man that used to sing with them. And Harvest, because they recorded some stuff in a barn at one point. Well, anyway, Barclay, James, Harvest, they're still going strong. I should say two bands that consider themselves a continuation are going strong. Yes, both made of former members. It's very confusing, but that has nothing to do with what we're doing right now. Here they are with Taking Me Higher.
I used to be a dreamer, but you know I found a better way.
Twisted crystal kingdom, where you live your nine lives. Bend your hips, feel
Okay, so maybe one or two of the songs we're playing today may refer to drugs a little bit. That was High Times by Jamiroquai. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have the band that created a new kind of music when they mashed together rock and roll and folk music. They were very successful at it, and many of the musicians in the band went on to have very good careers afterwards. This song that we're going to be playing, though, very controversial and got them into a little bit of hot water. We'll find out what it is when we come back here on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, Federal Cybersecurity Agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow is likely, a few inches of accumulation possible by midday tomorrow. We'll see a high near 28 on your Monday, a low of 5 tomorrow night. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 18. Another shot of snow possible Wednesday, mid-20s.
Right now, 35.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Town.
swear to go. Sometimes you can't tell, but it's just as well, cause I'm walking on a high wire. High wire. I want someone to let me in. I'm stinking and I'm full of gin. There's no need to close the doors for fast. I'm very fragile.
From their second album, Cargo, that was Ben at Work with High Wire. And before that, we heard from The Bird, spelled with a Y, 8 Miles High. And I can't imagine why people thought that was a veiled drug song. I can't imagine why they would do that. Up next, we have a band that I actually have not played a lot on my show, and I'm not sure why. They're considered one of the great bands that started in the late 90s. They've continued to have a major influence on music since then. Here's a good one from their record, The Bends, Radiohead, High and Dry.
Still make love.
The song that he thought would be his comeback. The producer on that was Phil Spector. The singers were Ike and Tina Turner, River Deep Mountain High. Yes, Phil Spector tried to make a comeback in the late 60s after, quote-unquote, retiring from the music business. He later went on to be a creepy murderer, and that's fine. He didn't get a big comeback from this one. Well, that's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week. Stay tuned, everyone. After the break, we will be back with hour two, songs to make you higher and higher. And calm down. Don't drive anywhere after you listen. It might be dangerous.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
Stop these tariffs.
You campaigned on lowering prices.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Americans will see higher prices due to the tariffs President Trump is ordering on Mexican, Canadian, and Chinese imports. CBS's Chanel Call.
President Trump wrote the tariffs were necessary to protect Americans, to pressure the three nations to do more to curb the manufacture and export of illicit fentanyl. He also wants Canada and Mexico to reduce illegal immigration into the U.S.
Absolutely. Fentanyl through Canada, human trafficking through Canada, also with China in that mix for fentanyl as well.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pushed back.
Our border is already safe and secure, but there's always more work to do.
The Trump administration has forced out division heads at the FBI.